McNeil. Climate change, health care, equal pay for women, trade, Afghanistan, immigration, and impeachment of President Trump are many of the issues debated between Democratic presidential candidates this Wednesday night in the U.S. state of Michigan. Like the first round of debates, frontrunner former Vice President Joe Biden was a target. His voting record as a U.S. senator was called into question, and he was asked whether or not he regretted voting opposite policies that are most common to the current Democratic platform. It gets tougher to appear on the stage at the third debate 6 weeks from now. To qualify, then, candidates must have 130,000 campaign contributors and at least 2% support in four polls. Only seven of this week's 20 debaters have already met the third debate criteria. The United States on Wednesday imposed sanctions on Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, effectively slamming the door on the country's top diplomat. APs Ed Donahue.
Zarif has been critical in the past of U.S. sanctions. He spoke in Tehran last year.
The U.S. administration appears to believe that imposing illegal draconian sanctions on Iran will bring about such pain to our nation that it will force us to submit to its will.
The highly unusual action of penalizing the top diplomat of another nation comes a month after President Trump placed sanctions on Iran's supreme leader. It's part of an escalating campaign to pressure Iran over its nuclear program. Zarif says on Twitter, sanctions have no effect on him or his family. He has no property or interest outside of Iran. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Germany rejected the U.S. call to join an international mission to protect maritime traffic in the Strait of Hormuz. The United States had asked Germany to join France and Britain in a message and mission to secure shipping through the strait. The narrow maritime passage through which international tankers transport at least fifth of the world's crude oil supply. This is VOA News. The South Korean military detained this North Korean man who crossed the heavily fortified demilitarized zone, also known as the DMZ. It separates the two countries. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said Thursday that South Korean troops took the man into custody just before midnight. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Thailand for the ASEAN summit that comes just hours after North Korea's latest ballistic missile test. It is a second launch by Pyongyang in less than a week. Pompeo will host a U.S.-ASEAN meeting on Thursday with his counterparts in Bangkok, saying many of them share a vision for security, peace, and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. He will deliver a speech on U.S. economic engagement in the region. On the way to Thailand, Pompeo said he hoped for too long that Special Representative Stephen Biegun will be sitting with a new counterpart from North Korea. The Trump administration now hails this week's trade talks with China and Shanghai as a positive step. AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham says the U.S.-China meetings, aimed at ending a tariff war over trade and technology, are expected to resume in Washington in September. In a statement from officials, the Chinese confirmed their commitment to President Donald Trump to buy more U.S. agricultural exports, something Trump had publicly cast doubt on. Economists had said quick breakthroughs were unlikely because the two governments still face the same disagreements over China's technology policy and trade surplus. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Central Bank decided to cut its benchmark federal funds rate by 0.25 point. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, it's the Fed's first cut since 2008.
The Fed is cutting its benchmark federal funds rate by 0.25 point to a range of 2 to 2.25%. It's the Fed's first rate cut since December 2008, when the U.S. economy was in the depths of the Great Recession. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
It is intended to insure against downside risks from weak global growth and trade policy uncertainty.
As for what's ahead, Powell says the Fed
will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion with a strong labor market and inflation near its symmetric 2% objective.
Language that markets have seen as a signal for possible future rate cuts. However, stocks took a nosedive when Powell added the Fed does not see a long cycle of cuts ahead. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And again, the South Korean military detained a North Korean soldier who crossed the heavily fortified demilitarized zone. It separates the two countries. The soldier expressed his intention to defect to South Korea. The unidentified active duty soldier was first detected by thermal imaging equipment moving south late Wednesday, and South Korean troops took him into custody just before midnight. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Voice of America. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.